Hola readers, hope you are reading good. Welcome to the book review series episode number 89. Today we're going to review this book called Shaman and the Secret Spirits of the Past, written by John Pabby Tadeau. It's a sequel of Shaman, Woman and the Rooster. So I read the first book one and a half year back and I was obviously excited for the next one. But those who have read the first one and then this, then they would clearly see the huge difference in terms of writing, leveling up the game and how. So this will be a non-spoiler review. So the book is all about the forest. The book is all about twists and turns, a constant tension, mind games and so on. So yes, the secret spirits of the past arise for vengeance. Will there be peace in the Damyo village, or is it just the chaos that will keep on hampering the peace? The witches, the revenge of the spirits and the mind games take the soul of the hero, Shaman. So the whole book sets a dramatic mood in the forest. There are basically no laws. Everything is magic. Everything is fictional, but all seems like real, like the Jungle Book. I did not find any forced writing in the book though. So you won't see any humor. It almost comes in the ending, that too very light one-liner, cause this book is a serious one and keeps the story going on with the grip of superb storytelling. From the cover of the book to the sketches that you see in the book gives a very raw and authentic touch to the story of the book, and that's when you start believing the story even if it's fictional. This is what the fictional lovers want, and that's the beauty of the writer. The most important thing is this book has tons of tension and surprises on the every next page. You definitely don't expect these many surprises. I frankly had no clue that this kind of suspense would await me in the last pages. So all I can say is, after reviewing 87 books or 88 books, if you do not like this book, then don't call yourself a reader. This gotta be one of the best books I have read this year. I have a mad respect and love for the author. So yes, congratulations on writing this brilliant book. So giving 5 out of 5, 100 out of 100. So all for the book, for the author. So yes, that's it for today. We will see you in the next episode. Till then, keep on reading good books.